Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm here. How's everyone doing?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yes, is this Pastor Perry?
Yes. It is Pastor Perry from India.
Pastor, just a moment, please. And Sarah, will you open up in prayer?
Sure. Okay. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for giving us another chance to walk out this life the way you intended us to. Thank you for another opportunity just to spend time in your presence and to get in your word, Lord. Father, we delight in you. We delight in your word. We delight in your instruction, Father. And I just pray that your instruction would be written in our hearts and minds today. Let us leave the show today different than the way we came in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And
amen.
That is our co-host, Sister Sarah. And today we have a special guest from Andhra Pradesh in India. I have known this pastor for 6 years now. He helped me get started the Reverend Robbins Theological Bible College. This college has always been free. We believe in teaching the Word of God. It's a 2-year course. If you would like to join after 2 years, we'll ordain you if you've committed and shown your dedication to the Lord. We will get you into the family, Church of Jesus Christ, and different options. But without further delay, I am going to announce my dear friend, Pastor Perry from India. Hello, Pastor.
Hello, sister. It is Pastor Perry from India, the Family Churches of Jesus Christ and the Reverend Robbins Theological Bible College from Andhra Pradesh. Greetings to everyone. I thank God you gave great opportunity to preach the gospel of Christ a few minutes. First of all, I thank to my precious apostle, Reverend Robin, gave this great opportunity to share the word of God through this radio program. Greetings to you all, those who are joined this program. Thank you.
Amen. Share with us about love.
I would like to share the word of God about what is love as a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those who are in Christ are distinguished from unbelievers in that they have been gifted with the Holy Spirit, enabling them to bear fruits. According to Holy Scriptures, Galatians 5:22-23, I would like to share the word of God about fruit of love, the first fruit of spirit, love. First fruit of the spirit is love. Example, Christ love is a great example about this. Love is probably the most well-known fruit of the spirit, but also maybe the most misunderstood. Love is translated from the Greek word agape. The Greek language has multiple words for love, including eros, which is sexual love, and philos, which is brotherly love. Agape is perfect love from God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I would like to just few minutes about the fruit of the Spirit, first fruit, love. Jesus is perfect example of showing love. John chapter 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who ever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. This love is patience, and love is kind. It is not jealous, not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. It beats all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, according to 1 Corinthians 13:4-7.
Yes, and Pastor Perry.
Yes, sir.
Let us talk just a couple of seconds here. You know, I looked up the definition of fruit, and that definition of fruit is the sweet fleshly product of a tree.
Yes.
Or another plant.
Yes.
Contains many seeds, such as mangoes.
Yes.
Papayas, tropical fruits. And so
Yes.
we can see, have we eat of the fruit of love, we're going to have much seed. Sister Sarah, do you have
Yes.
anything?
I think that it's also important to note here that in this chapter in Galatians, so as Pastor Perry's reading in 1 Corinthians 13 about what love is, the fruit of the Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is in you, he's going to work these things out. So we're talking about love here, and this is how the Holy Spirit works love through us, and it's the exact way that Pastor Perry is describing it in 1 Corinthians 13.
Amen. Okay, Pastor, go for it.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yes, and also according, we can see 1 John 4th chapter 19:20 verse, outside of God, however, we are unable to love perfectly. It is only through the work of the Holy Spirit that we can set aside our sinfulness and our selfishness, because God has shown us many. We are able to show mercy to others because He has shown us love. It is great love of Jesus Christ. It is agape. We are able to show love to others.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, I encourage you, stay in Christ love. Show Christ love to our neighbors.
Yes. Because love never fails. Pastor, it's always on a plateau. It never goes up and down. It produces much fruit if you eat of that fruit. And what is that tree? What is that plant? What is that vine? What is it?
Yes, the tree of Jesus, a living tree. It much fruits, much fruits.
Amen. And we'll produce much fruit. Glory to God. And so you have something else to share right now? Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes. What are these fruits? How does the Bible define them? How are they displayed in our Christian life or what? The Bible definition of love is very different from our world and culture. Definition today, which many define love as romance of a woman's feeling, the Bible's definition is fundamentally active, based not what we feel, but rather, what we do, love itself, sacrifice, putting others' need before our own, following Jesus' example, and humbling ourselves as servants of God.
Amen.
God's love is agape love. It is everlasting love, Jesus' love. Sacrifice is totally life. He loved so much because he sacrificed his life on the cross. It is great love.
And Pastor Perry, you know, that's one of our first courses on the first year students. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? And so if you want to join the Reverend Robbins Theological Bible College there in India, get a hold of me. I'll get you in contact with Pastor Perry. It's always live online, but you're welcome to take this course and learn who Jesus is. He is love. Ms. Sarah, we have about a minute and a half. Do you have anything else?
I really just want to encourage the listeners today, as we've heard today about God's love and what that looks like, go and read 1 Corinthians 13, and it talks about what love is, which is just what Pastor Perry read, and think about your own life and test yourself. Is your fruit bearing what this is describing in 1 Corinthians 13?
Mm-hmm.
And that confirms that you have, at least with the area of love, the working of the Holy Spirit working in you, that's a confirmation there. I know for myself, that also gives time for me to be, to test myself and say, okay, I'm not doing so well in these areas, and to really work with the Lord and allowing Him to work that out in me. So I just want to encourage you to do that.
And now, also, in John 15, I go back to the vine. If you're not hooked up with Jesus and close to the Lord, you're not going to produce anything. Jesus said you can't do anything without me. Read that.
Yes.
Pastor Perry, you've got about 10 seconds, brother. Yes. Say something for the Lord before we say goodbye.
Yes, I am so exciting to share the word of God through this radio program. But God's love is perfect. God's love is agape. It is unflattered. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. But because Jesus sacrificed totally his life, every drop of blood shed to this world, it is great love. Yeah.
Okay, Pastor Perry, we have to say goodbye for now, brother. Thank you so much for being with us, for allowing us to spend some time with you. And we do appreciate you. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day. Pastor Perry's probably going to go to bed. But the rest of us, have a good day here in the USA. Sister Sarah, say goodbye.
God bless you, everyone. Have a great day.
Greetings from you all. Thank you.
Amen.